Good evening and welcome to the Oro Valley Town Council regular session, May 24th, 2023. We'll call our meeting to order this evening. Mr. Standish, roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Barrett.
Here.
Councilmember Bowen.
Here.
Councilmember Green.
Here.
Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson.
Here.
Councilmember Solomon.
Here.
And Mayor Winfield.
Here. We have all seven members of council present tonight. Please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Standish will present upcoming meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Historic Preservation Commission will hold their next meeting on June 5th at 5 p.m. in the Hopi Conference Room. And then the Planning and Zoning Commission will hold their next meeting on June 6th at 6 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. And then the Town Council's next regular session is scheduled for June 7th at 6 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Standish. We have some council reports this evening. Councilmember Jones-Ivy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to thank everyone that participated, whatever level it was, in the 2023 A Twisted Quirky Night, which was Project Grad. They didn't get the number of volunteers that they were expecting, but the ones that they did get were committed to making sure everything was decorated and in order for our teens. I want to also thank our police department, who hosted a fundraiser. It was called Guns and Hoses, and I believe it was our OVPD, Marana and Tucson, with the fire departments. And they raised $11,000. We also, isn't that something? Let's give our guy, all of our first responders a hand. I just commend their efforts for that. We also had a junior golf tournament that was also financially productive. And excuse me, I don't have a final number on that. But thank you so much. These young people are our young people here in our community, and I feel that we should always be committed to them. After all, they're our future, and we always want the best for them. So thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you, Councilmember Jones-Ivy. Councilmember Solomon.
Thank you. Last week was the 25th anniversary celebration of the Metropolitan Pima Alliance. And Oro Valley, the town of Oro Valley, was one of the recipients of their award. It was honoring past public-private partnerships, Common Ground Award winners. Since 2007, MPA has awarded projects that are examples of what collaboration can accomplish. The below past winners have shaped how the region has developed and grown. Each of them was made possible through extraordinarily collaboration between their respective jurisdictions, the private business sector, and differing community interest groups. It is through working together and leveraging unique viewpoints and resources we're able to have the greatest impact on the community. I'll just mention several of the award winners were the Pima County Chuck Huckleberry Loop, the City of Tucson, Sunlink Streetcar, and the Town of Oro Valley for Innovation Park. And we were in excellent company. So that was a nice award for the town of Oro Valley and one of its very good public-private partnerships. Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Solomon. Councilmember Green?
It's a pleasure as Memorial Day is approaching to announce that the mayor helped us kick off and Oro Valley Veterans of Foreign Wars Lodge about 10 days ago or so. We had, I think, close to 45 people there. So we have our own post right here in town, and that's a terrific thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Green. Are there other reports this evening? I wanted to recognize our Public Works Department. This is Public Works Week, and this is an important part of our staff who kind of work behind the scenes but provide services that we all benefit from each day, our roads, sidewalks, multi-use paths, include stormwater and water. So we certainly appreciate all their efforts in helping to make our community a wonderful place to live in. I also wanted to make the community aware, and we're saddened by the news of the passing of President Henry K. Zepf. He was the president of the Oro Valley Historical Society and was the great-grandson of George and Matilda Push, grandson of Gertrude and Henry W. Zepf, and son of Henry G. and Ann Zepf. Henry survived by his two sons, Nolan and Stephen, and his partner, Deborah. The Push-Zepf family has long historical roots in both the greater Tucson and Oro Valley areas, and Henry was incredibly involved, of course, as the president of the Oro Valley Historical Society, had a great love for Steam Pump Ranch, and he will be greatly missed. A celebration of life service will be held on Saturday, June 3rd at 10 a.m., at the Corpus Christi Catholic Church at 300 North Tankaverde Loop, Tucson, Arizona, 85748. If you'd like to make a donation, that can be made to the Oro Valley Historical Society. Again, we appreciate Henry's service, and we send our condolences to his two sons and partner, Deborah. With that, we'll go to Mr. Cornelison's report this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have one item this evening. On May 9th, the town launched an online survey tool for our housing study. And it's really an opportunity to have our community voice their opinion and input regarding what are the current challenges that they see as well as future, and then what are some of their desires. And so pleased to mention that as of today, we have 992 people who have submitted responses to this survey, as well as 75 that have taken the business owner and employee survey. We also have an additional 340 respondents for the statistically valid phone survey. And I do want to remind the town council and community that that survey will still be live, and we encourage people to provide their input, and so the last day to do so will be May 31st, and then that will help us build a plan to bring forward to town council later in the year of 2023. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cornelison. In reviewing the agenda, council members Solomon and Green have requested to remove regular agenda item number one. If there's no opposition to that, I'd like to remove that item from the agenda.
Do you need a motion?
I don't believe so. Okay, so that item will be removed. We'll go to call to audience. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, mayor and council are not allowed to discuss, respond to, or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. At the conclusion of call to audience, council members may direct town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. I'd like to invite Devin Smith to come forward to speak at this time. If you'd please state your name and whether you're a resident of Oro Valley, and that's true for everyone that's called up to the podium. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Winfield, Vice Mayor Barrett, and council members. My name is Devin Smith. I'm a resident of Oro Valley, and our family has a home on Calle El Milagro. We remain adamantly opposed to the OVCN rezone. Quite simply, it has been said time and time again, a rezone and plan of this magnitude is simply not compatible with our neighborhood. The result of this rezone would knowingly and exponentially increase the risk to the neighbors through increased and continuous traffic, and it will change the historic nature and integrity of our beautiful neighborhood. The noise, the lights, the construction will absolutely, without a doubt, compromise the quality of daily life for the neighbors who live there. It is my hope that the church and council will come to this conclusion as well and explore other options. Thank you.
And I didn't mention, but if you'd like to speak during call to audience, please fill out a blue card there at the back of the room, and you can bring that to Michelle Stein, or Ms. Stein, or one of our clerks, and we'll include you in call to audience. Anthony Ferrara.
Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor Barrett, council members, I've got two things this evening. First of all, I wanted to thank Councilmember Jones Ivey for her determined efforts to get people staffing the Project Grad events. My son and his friends had a great time, so appreciate your efforts. I also want to encourage you to vote no on the proposed Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene project if it comes before you again. It is not compatible with the neighborhood, and it would do permanent and irreparable harm to the neighborhood. Thank you.
Tim Terrace.
Mayor Winfield, Vice Mayor Barrett, Council, and staff. My name is Tim Terrace, and I'm a resident of Oro Valley. I live at 9291 North Calle Buena Vista, across the street to the west from the Oro Valley Church of the Nazarene. I'm here to speak against the rezone request by the church. Tonight I'd like to talk about hobbies, as most of us have them in one form or another. These pastimes could encompass a broad spectrum of activities, but the common thread is that they are voluntary or fulfilling and almost always bring satisfaction, enjoyment, and peace of mind. The hobby thrust upon the members of the Concordia Buena Vista group for almost 3 years now, with many more years to come, meets none of these criteria. Our efforts are centered on saving our homes, peace of mind, and quality of life. Please do not be influenced by those who do not live in this neighborhood, those who are paid to promote it, or those who tout the benefits to non-Oro Valley residents, or those who minimize the long-term effects. The concept is good, but most certainly belongs in a better location where it can thrive unencumbered. When it comes time to consider this proposal, we respectfully request the property remain zoned residential and that the initiative to rezone the pad is denied. And one final thought, please pause and remember the families of those who made the ultimate sacrifice for us this Memorial Day. Thank you.
Ann Young.
Good evening. I'm Ann Young, live in Oro Valley, 9360 North Calle Buena Vista. I just wanted to give you a little history, my history, of living in Oro Valley. I feel it's been a wonderful God's gift to our family to live here. In 1964, we were able to purchase a home on Meadowbrook Place, which is part of Oro Valley, for $14,200. That was in 1964. The house now, according to Zillow, is worth between $350,000 and $400,000. Talk about inflation. Anyway, I'll just say that to let you know my historical involvement with youth, with the Oro Valley, town of Oro Valley. We were fortunate enough to be able to buy 5 wonderful, pristine acres of Saguaro Desert just next to where the church is at this point. And I am here to say, please do not, I am against the zoning, and I want to reiterate what Devin had to say about safety and so on. It has been a God's gift to us, our family, to raise our family in Oro Valley. What is now Oro Valley. My children, I say, were free-range kids. They were able to play throughout the neighborhood. Luckily, at the time, we had no those machines that kids are using today. I am so fortunate to raise my kids prior to the computer age, I think. But I wanted to say thank you to all of you for listening time after time, to the neighbors, to me. It's been a hobby to be here somewhat. Thank you so much.
Jim Green.
Mr. Mayor, Madam Chair, Vice Chairman, members. My name is Jim Green. I am a member of the Town Community Center and am there primarily because I participate in the tennis program. I am here tonight to speak to a very specific issue, and that is the Silver Sneakers program and how it's impacted our tennis membership. But before I do, with your indulgence, I came with another man whose card you have up there right next to mine, and he can speak on a more personal level to the impact on him. And if you're okay with it, we'd like to have him go ahead and speak, and then I'll follow on.
That would be fine, Mr. Green. Thank you. Bill DeStefano?
Yes, Bill DeStefano. Good evening, Mayor and Council. As Jim mentioned, we're both members of the Community Center. I've been a member long even before the city bought it, and I've seen a lot of nice improvements along the way, and it's very much appreciated. I'm here to speak about an issue, however, that is, I think, unfair, and it regards Silver Sneakers, as Jim mentioned. Silver Sneakers is a program better known that way. There's a couple other health benefit programs where the basic membership is paid for by the health insurer to encourage fitness. Under the present policy, if you do that, and I've been a premium member from the beginning, I cannot be a premium member unless I want to pay and forgo the membership as the base membership. I'm not saying that very well. Basically, I either accept the benefit and can only be a regular member, or I have to forgo that and pay the premium membership entirely. To me, that's unfair. A lot of us have been affected directly and indirectly. Those of us who have been affected have asked if we could just pay the difference. We've been told no. There's been no explanation for that. We just can't do it. So in closing, I'd just like to say this. I've lived my life along, I've been a Rotarian for a long time, along the principles, is it fair to all concerned? Does it build goodwill? It does not under the present circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you for indulging us, Mr. Mayor. Just to go a little bit further, what Bill was speaking to is at the tennis program, there are two levels of membership. Premium and Classic. Premium has certain additional advantages in terms of the time allowed to make court reservations and where you can play. The Silver Sneaker thing forced people to make a choice. Stay with their premium membership, but if they wanted the benefit, they had to forego that and take the lesser membership. What that has done in my case is and this is very common in the tennis program, belong to a group of people that organize and play every week together. And we're a bunch of old duffers, as you might well imagine. This has caused a split of the group because we have different benefits, different abilities to make reservations, different abilities to get on different courts. So the net result has been it's kind of fractured our group to some extent. We view this as an unintended consequence. When the rollout was made, I don't think anybody understood this would be the impact. It's also leaving money on the table because those of us in the premium program pay slightly more, and everybody's willing to pay the incremental difference if they're allowed to participate in the Silver Sneakers. So we're just here because this has been an issue for about 5 months, and we've had absolutely no feedback, no response from the town staff, and we don't know why the situation hasn't been resolved, and we would urge the council to get involved and try to resolve it. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Mr. Cornelison, I know this is an item that's under review by staff. Sounds like we could do a better job of communicating, and also if you could provide a report back to staff where we're at in terms of resolving this issue.
Sure, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Cornelison. I have no other blue cards. We'll close call to audience and go to presentations. Mr. Standish, presentation item one.
Presentation to honor Memorial Day.
Mr. Steve Didio, first vice commander of the Oro Valley American Legion, post 132, will present this item this evening. Welcome, commander.
Thank you, Mayor, Vice Mayor, staff, and rest of the remaining council members and the audience. Just want to talk about Memorial Day, its importance to me, its importance to the nation. Unfortunately, sometimes it gets overlooked as a burger and hot dog cooking day when it means a whole lot more. And I would like to, I am an Oro Valley resident, by the way. I forgot to say that. So I have a short presentation, just three slides, about 5 minutes. I think it'll leave an impression on you as to what Memorial Day is or should be. Fellow Americans, thank you for the opportunity to speak briefly about the importance and meaning of Memorial Day. We do not forget. Whether it's an hour ago or a century ago, we remember the brave men and women who laid down their lives in defense of our nation and its freedoms. President Abraham Lincoln famously described the duty of the nation to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. The American Legion family has a special obligation to honor and remember all of our country's fallen heroes. We are blessed with this privilege. We were founded in the aftermath of World War I, which claimed the lives of more than 116,000 Americans. In all the wars involving the United States of America, more than 1.3 million service members have lost their lives. Many of us have family members or ancestors that made the ultimate sacrifice. In my brief comments, I would like to highlight one exceptional example of bravery, heroism, and service to the country. Pascal Poulau, a member of the Kiowa Nation, enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1942 to serve in World War II. He was awarded the Purple Heart and Silver Star while serving with the 4th Infantry Division in Belgium, but his story doesn't end there. He was awarded 2 more Silver Stars and a battlefield commission, which is very rare, for his bravery and heroism in the Korean War. In 1962, Lieutenant Poulau retired after a very successful Army career. When his 3 sons were called to serve in Vietnam, Poulau felt compelled to once again enlist a few years after his military retirement. He sacrificed his commission to serve as a senior non-commissioned officer in combat. On November 7th, 1967, Poulau led a squad that was ambushed during Operation Shenandoah II in Loc Ninh. Hit by enemy fire, he attempted to pull one of his wounded soldiers to safety before succumbing to his own wounds. First Sergeant Pascal Poulau, a veteran of 3 wars, was posthumously awarded his 4th Silver Star and 3rd Purple Heart. He remains today the United States' most decorated Native American with 42 medals and citations. This American hero exemplifies service above self. His story serves as an endearing and inspirational example of the importance of Memorial Day every year in America. We are here today because of heroes like Pascal Poulau. Ordinary Americans who serve above and beyond the call of duty so that others may enjoy enduring freedom. The American Legion family asks that you keep the meaning of Memorial Day in your hearts and minds each year. And thank you very much for the opportunity to present.
Thank you, Commander. We certainly appreciate your presentation this evening and helping us to hold in our hearts, as you say, all the men and women who have served our country and have given the ultimate. Could I ask this evening that all veterans, if you could stand so that we may recognize you this evening? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And thank each of you and, of course, all other veterans in our community for your service to our community. Thank you so much. Mr. Standish, item 2.
Presentation regarding the Tucson Bicycle Classic in Oro Valley.
Community and Economic Development Director Paul Melcher will introduce this item. Mark Colbert, Tucson Bicycle Classic Race Director, will join Mr. Melcher.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Paul Melcher, Community and Economic Development Director. Mr. Mayor, as we had been talking recently during the budget, one of our goals for tourism was to establish Oro Valley-specific events. That's the joy of working with Marco. And he allows me to call him Marco. Typically, it's Mark. So, but we have been talking about making Oro Valley signature events, sporting events, basically establishing our economic development footprint. We had talked about how we were looking for these events to provide a catalyst to attract other events, to go out and attract more cycling, encouraging additional economic development. So, and tonight I wanted to recognize Mark Colbert and Becca Collins. Mark is the Tucson Bicycle Classic race director. Becca Collins is from Good News Marketing here in Oro Valley. She's the vice president. But before I get into their presentation, I also wanted to introduce to you our town tourism program strategies manager, and that's Andrew Fairbanks. The Tucson Bicycle Classic and our collaboration with them was his brainchild. Given the direction that we were talking about from town council to have a bike event in Oro Valley, Andrew took it upon himself to redo all the research, find Marco, start developing this relationship. So that's what we wanted to just reinforce and celebrate with everybody tonight. So, Marco, I need.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
Welcome.
Good evening. I'm Mark. Mark, my mom called me Mark, but my real name is Mark, Mark Colbert. I reside in Saddlebrook. And I've been involved in professional bike racing for over 20 years in management, not as a racer, look at me. And I've been promoting bike races in Chicago for over 11 years, and now I've moved to here to this area, and I love it here so much. And I was so thrilled when I was approached to consider bringing the Tucson Bicycle Classic to Oro Valley. The Tucson Bicycle Classic has been running for over 35 years. It's very well known as a stage race.
Mark, if you could pull the microphone to you. It's catching your voice, but we could probably do a little better there.
Thank you, Mayor. So it's been in existence 35 years. It's very well known nationally, and it was a thrill to come here. So what I'm here to do primarily is to thank the town of Oro Valley for hosting our event, for the wonderful support we got from Andrew Fairbanks and from Paul Melcher. And I'd like also to express my thanks to the police department. We had a very wonderful support from the police department. And I'll mention particularly Officer Mike Kleinberg and Sergeant Dan Hoyos did a wonderful job. And it was a tough job, too. It was a complicated arrangement to keep the residents and the motorists safe, but also have a safe and challenging race course for the cyclists. The race course went around, as you probably know, Naranja Park, a beautiful facility, and we loved being there, and we got so many compliments from our cyclists from approximately 40 states of the nation were here, and several foreign countries were here, and they're dying to come back. I'd also like to thank Public Works, particularly. Sean Ricksecker was very helpful to us, and I don't know their last names, but Jose and Cheryl in Public Works were also very, very cooperative, and we couldn't have done it without them. So with that said, and finally, I want to thank some of the sponsors from Oro Valley. Of course, the town of Oro Valley primarily, Visit Tucson was very helpful. And then we had some other sponsors. We had the Oro Valley Chamber was a sponsor of the event, and also Rutledge Dental, which happens to be my dentist, I might add. So with having said that, I have for the town this framed jersey, which was the winner's jersey, that was presented to the winner of each category. And you'll see it's got the Town of Oro Valley's logo on it, Visit Tucson. And it says, the inscription says, "Thank you, Oro Valley, for the Oro Valley Circuit Race held on Sunday, March 5th, 2023. So I hope this brings back warm memories.
Yeah, Oh, that's wonderful.
And then these I have for each council member a memento, a T-shirt, this was our design, and Becca's artist designed this for us. It's lovely. And the front of it says, three races, one bike, because we were 3 days long, but instead of having time trial bikes, all of the racers just brought one bike, which they like, and saved them money. So we have, Andrew and Paul have these, and they'll pass them out later. So perhaps you'd like to wear it, or your kids or your grandkids, you know, might be interested in this. Okay. Now I'd like to introduce the marketing director of our event, Becca Collins. And was it mentioned that she's a resident of Oro Valley also?
Well, welcome, Ms. Collins.
Hi, I am a resident. I actually moved to Oro Valley 3 years ago because I'm a cyclist, an avid cyclist. So we moved, my husband and I are runners and cyclists, actually. And when we were looking for a home, it was like, we're moving to Oro Valley. You know, we wanted to be where we're the safest. And quite honestly, this is the safest community to ride your bike in. And I'm not that we ride all over Tucson, right? But it's the safest community. So when Andrew approached us, I was absolutely thrilled because I really wanted to bring a stage race into Oro Valley. And some of you guys might know that this stage race used to be run around Pima Community College West for many, many years. I mean, decades it was run there. And so quite honestly, we were really worried about how some of the racers might take to a new course. And as an Oro Valley resident, I'm not going to lie, I was a little worried about how the residents were going to feel about the course. And Marco and I actually run a race out in Chicago. It's a 10-day race series called Intelligentsia Cup. And so our goal really was to kind of create that same magic here that we do in Chicago. And that is to have a community event with a bike race. So really to bring the community together around cycling, because it just, honestly, it makes all of us safer if people embrace the people that are riding bikes on the streets in which they live, right? And so, again, I was a little bit worried about how the community was going to perceive the event. And so part of my job that day was to just walk around the course and talk to the different residents. And I was so pleasantly surprised and thrilled to see how well the community came around this event. It was nothing but smiles and excitement and, you know, people riding from their houses to kind of catch a glimpse of the action. And they were propped out on their chairs and they had their dogs. And it was just, it was really awesome. For a first year event, I don't think any of us anticipated that it was going to be that incredible. And so we're just really grateful to you guys, and we are really hoping to be able to do this again in the coming years. And so with that, I'll stop talking because we're way over our 5 minutes. Did I do this wrong? Oh, wait, somebody did it for me. Okay, so if you flip one more, there is a video, and it was shot on my iPhone, so it's not great, right? But it's just going to show you sort of what we encountered that day.
Pro races out here.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. You live in Oro Valley.
I live in Oro Valley, right here at Copper Creek. And yeah. They live in Sun City, right, yep. Right here, also Oro Valley residents. Yep. And yeah, we love it. We're bikers. We road bike, we mountain bike, and we support the whole biking cause.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Right. What brought you here?
The cycling.
What brought us here? Literally the cycling brought us to Oro Valley.
Yep.
And we ended up buying a house.
Yep.
And now we ride all the time.
With all your neighbors. We support biking.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, no,
how to escape the heat if you don't have...
So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Council, any questions for Mr. Melcher, Mr. Colbert, Ms. Collins? Was it Collins? Okay, and Mr. Fairbank, we really appreciate it. It was a great event. I hung out at Naranja and La Cañada for part of the races and enjoyed it thoroughly. There were two officers also on the corner, and I didn't walk the route, but I did drive the route a few times just to kind of get a feel for how things were going, and it was a wonderful experience. So thank you. Yeah, it's great. Excellent job.
It was, and we're excited about talking already in the coming weeks about what we're doing for next year.
Yeah.
And the good thing about it is with Naranja Park being mostly built out at that point, changing the route to provide that kind of stadium seating effect for the start and finish line, I think will really enhance the enjoyability and viewability of that entire race. So, yeah, we're really excited about what the future holds.
Nice. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
And I'll get you the shirts after.
Okay. Mr. Standish, presentation three.
Presentation and possible discussion of the town's fiscal year 22-23 quarterly financial update through March 2023.
This evening, we have senior budget analyst Chris Hutchinson will present this item. Mr. Hutchinson, welcome.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. Thank you. I'm pleased to present the quarterly financial update through March 2023. Just overall, we are seeing sales tax collections continue to grow, albeit at a slower pace. Restaurant and bar leads our sales tax growth from the prior year. And construction sales tax, we are seeing a bit of a slowdown there from prior year. However, it is still within budget. And overall, our general fund, highway fund, and community center fund sources and uses are well within budget. Before we dive into any specifics, I just want to take a look at the overall sources and uses for the general fund. Our sources, as you can see here, compared to the prior year actual and the current year budget, are 3.7% over the prior year through the third quarter, and our uses are up 2.1% over prior year. And we are projecting an ending fund balance of about $23 million, which is $6.7 million more than budget. Here we show the specific revenue categories in the general fund. Across the board, we're projecting everything coming in better than originally projected in the budget, except for charges for service that is a little bit low, just due to transit fares being suspended and the swimming pool being closed for a couple months. And overall, for the general fund revenues, we're projecting a favorable budget variance of $3.9 million, or 7.7%. Looking at the general fund uses, we're projecting a favorable budget variance of $2.7 million, so under budget, or 4.2%, and that's attributable to some personnel savings, capital project carryover, and transfers out. Specifically in capital, most of that is the Westward Look drive improvements, and that is not going to be completed this year. We're going to carry that forward into next year. Looking overall at the highway fund, sources and uses, our sources are up 8.4% over the prior year, and our uses are down 22.8% over the prior year. And we are projecting an ending fund balance to be about $157,000 more than budget. So diving into the highway fund sources here, we are projecting a favorable budget variance of $108,000. Or 2.6%, mostly just due to interest income and a vendor refund. The vast majority of revenues in this fund are those state shared revenues, that's the highway user revenue funds, and that is expected to be on budget. Our highway fund uses, we are projecting a favorable budget variance of about $48,000, or 1%, due to some slight O&M savings. And finally, let's take a look at the Community Center Fund. Overall, our sources are up 5.5% over the prior year, and our uses are up 85.5%. We are projecting an ending fund balance to be $1 million, which is the same as budget. If you remember, that is from the council direction to transfer anything over $1 million into the capital fund for the irrigation project. The use is quite a big jump here, and that is because we, in this year's budget, budgeted the capital projects related to the community center in the fund. So looking at the sources, we are projecting a favorable budget variance of $1.2 million, or 14%. And that's due to strong golf revenues, recreation programs, as well as our sales tax revenues. Across the board, looking very positive for the fund. And on the uses side, we are projecting a budget variance of $1.4 million, or 10.5%. And that's primarily due to the transfer out that I just mentioned. Anything over the $1 million fund balance is being transferred out to the capital fund. And additionally, this year we have our debt service payments for the Parks and Rec bond issuance. That's the $2 million actuals you see in transfers out. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Hutchinson. We appreciate your presentation this evening. We'll open it to questions from council. Any questions for Mr. Hutchinson? Councilmember Bowen?
Mr. Hutchinson, thank you for coming in and presenting this evening. Really appreciate it. Regarding the general fund expenditures, it looks like we're a little bit below. You know, we're 75% of the year, but we're 67% spent.
Yes.
Is there any reason why we would expect to not be, you know, about 8% below at the end of the year? Why would we be spending more in the last quarter than we've been spending in the first three quarters?
Of course, Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Bowen, it's a good question. I probably should have mentioned that before. So we are going to be doing some pretty significant pay downs for the Corp unfunded liability. It's related to police, but on the communications or telecommunicator side. So that's going to be about $1.5 million kind of in this last quarter, $500,000 per year. So that's going to make up a bulk of the personnel year-end estimate, even though that's looking pretty low right now. And yeah, I think that's most of it.
And would that be under a particular line item that we have listed, or is that general administration?
That, yes, I believe that would be in police, in the general fund, under personnel.
Okay, thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Any other questions, council members? Okay, I see no other questions. Mr. Hutchinson, again, thank you for your presentation tonight. We appreciate it. We'll go to the consent agenda. I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Nicholson. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. The ayes have it, 7-0. As mentioned earlier, the regular agenda item 1 has been removed from the agenda this evening. Any future agenda items? Okay. Hearing none, I move to adjourn.
Seconded
by Councilmember Nicholson. All in favor say aye.
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 7-0. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Memorial weekend. Thank you.